Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
We've got Manon in the studio this morning. Kia ora, Manon, how are you?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm good, thanks.
Nice to have you up here. It's the first time you've been in.
It is. Welcome. I'm so glad I could make it. Thank you.
Hey, what are we talking about today in the world of books? What have you brought us?
The world of books. It's a long-awaited second poetry collection from Ocean Vuong.
Oh, cool.
And it's called Time as a Mother. It's a wild ride. It's very, it's an extremely intimate, painful, beautiful, raw collection. And I think, anybody who's interested in kind of going down the rabbit hole of the human heart is in for a treat. Yeah. If you're not familiar with his work, he's a Vietnamese-American poet who was granted asylum with his mother when he was two after the fall of Saigon. And so he writes a lot about the kind of refugee experience, but also a lot about his mother who raised him on her own. In this collection, she's just passed away and he's reckoning with the, you know, waves of grief.
Yeah.
But also dealing with addiction and kind of a nod to like his stint in rehab. But there's also some really beautiful kind of love poems to his partner, Peter, which is a first.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's a stunning collection, and he plays with form more so in this one than he does, you know, in recent books. There are some longer kind of narrative poems and then, you know, the more sparse ones.
I'm really looking forward to this because I haven't actually read much of his poetry, but I did read On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous, which is an amazing book.
Like, kind of one long poem anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I'm kind of interested to see how he plays around with those things because those are themes that he comes back to a lot, as you said, like, you know, talking about his mum, but also, you know, queerness and some of the like joy and grief that comes with those experiences. And it totally seems like he's kind of constantly on the rise, you know, he's always just breaking new ground a wee bit, just gently with his poems.
Absolutely. And I think if you enjoyed that book, this will definitely be like a beautiful follow-on from that, because it seems like all his work is just kind of like one continuous thing, like there's always just an addendum to the last
I've had.
And following on from there, which is really nice because I don't know, you don't have to see books as these like you always have to make something new and I love the way like he plays with form and breaks open words to kind of like find another word inside them. There's this part in On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous where he talks about the word laughter being inside the word slaughter, and he does similar things like that in here. There's one line where he talks about like he kind of breaks up the word sparrows into arrows and with like a single line break, and it's I love those moments.
That's really beautiful. And could someone pick this up if they haven't read anything of his before? Could you come in cold to this, do you reckon?
I think definitely, like as we were saying, it's kind of a continuation of those same themes, and so it would be a great way into his work, I think.
Awesome. This sounds beautiful. Remind us of the name and the author, Manon.
Time as a Mother by Ocean Vuong.
And is it on the shelf now? Or?
Yes, it is. Yes, yay. We have several copies.
Excellent. So run, don't walk. Thank you very much, Manon. Nice to have you in the studio. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Rachel.
That was Loose Reads.
You are on.